In this bulletin, evacuation warnings issued for residents northwest of Sydney. The UN condemns strikes in northwest Syria. And in sport, female coaches for this year's Women's State of Origin match. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Another 15,000 New South Wales residents could be forced to flee their homes as rising floodwaters threaten properties and weather conditions deteriorate. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the majority of those people were located around the Colo and Hawkesbury rivers, but she also raised concerns for the north coast, particularly around Grafton.
The south coast of New South Wales is also an area of concern with heavy rainfall expected today, and we will be watching that as well. But my strongest message to everybody is please just listen to the advice. If you have been asked to be on alert for evacuation, please get together your precious belongings, make sure you are safe and make sure you're ready to leave at very short notice. And that's really, really important. And I'm just grateful to all the workers, all the volunteers, all our frontline people who have saved lives.
An evacuation order remains in place for low-lying parts of the state's mid-north coast, including Port Macquarie, Kempsey, Maxville and Bulahdelah. There's an evacuation order in place for residents along Colo River as well. Southern Queensland is awash as relentless rainfall triggers flash flooding and potential landslips that could threaten lives. Dozens of roads are cut and people have been evacuated as the floodwaters put homes and businesses at risk from Cunnamulla to Coolangatta. It has already been raining continuously for 2 days and further heavy downpours were expected until Wednesday morning at least. In other news, a male Liberal staffer has been immediately terminated after filming himself performing a sex act on the desk of a female MP in Parliament House. The shocking revelations were aired by Channel 10 and the footage was reportedly shared with a group of coalition staffers who filmed themselves committing indecent acts inside Parliament House. A statement from Mr Morrison urges anyone with more information to come forward, calling the actions a staggering disrespect for people who work in Parliament and for the ideals Parliament is supposed to represent.
I'm shocked and I'm disgusted. It is shameful. It is just absolutely shameful. I was completely stunned, as I have been on more than one occasion over the course of this last month. All of this has been shocking. We must get this House in order. We must put the politics aside on these things and we must recognise this problem, acknowledge it, and we must fix it. This has been a very traumatic month.
An unidentified source also claimed staffers and MPs used the Parliament House prayer room for sexual encounters, with sex workers sometimes brought into the building. A top World Health Organization coronavirus expert has said that the weekly global count of deaths is rising again, a worrying sign after about 6 weeks of declines. Technical lead on COVID-19 at the UN Health Agency, Maria van Kerkhove, said the growth followed a fifth straight week of confirmed cases increasing worldwide. She said the number of reported cases went up in four of the WHO's six regions, though there were significant variations within each. The increase is due in part to the spread of a variant that first emerged in Britain. The United Nations has called strikes on a hospital in northwest Syria as extremely worrying. The UN Deputy Regional Representative for Syria, Mark Cutt, says the attacks happened in a highly vulnerable area.
Now, that's very worrying because that's the area that has the highest concentration of displaced people. Many of the camps are in that area, about a million people in camps around that area. They are highly vulnerable when airstrikes and shelling happen. It's also the area where many of the humanitarian organizations have offices and warehouses. They put their warehouses and offices there, thinking that that was the safest part of Idlib. So when that starts coming under attack, it's extremely worrying.
To sport, in both Queensland and New South Wales will be coached by females in this year's Women's State of Origin. Tani Norris will be appointed to the lead of Queensland this year. Norris replaces Jason Hetherington, who was let go by the Queensland Rugby League. Norris is Queensland's first female coach since Karen Stewart led the team to victory in the interstate clash in 2007. Since retiring as a player, Norris has coached Burley to five club premierships. Let's take a look at the weather for the rest of today. Cloud clearing in Perth, 26 degrees. Partly cloudy for Adelaide, where it's 25. In Melbourne, showers and 21. In Hobart, a shower or 2, 23. In Canberra, rain with possible heavy falls, 18 degrees. Much the same for Wollongong, where it's 21. Similar conditions in Sydney and Newcastle. In Brisbane, rain at times and 24. Fine weather for Cairns, 33. And a shower or 2 with a possible storm, 32 degrees in Darwin. I'm Peggy Giacomello with the latest from the SBS Newsroom.